A third consecutive road game takes the Jags out of the conference and across Florida with a chance to win a state championship of sorts. They will try to do it against a team with a quarterback even younger than theirs. It's Jags and Bucks.
In Week 5, the Jacksonville Jaguars traveled just 200 miles from the River City to Tampa.
I don't want to let you down. Man, that's how we win today. For each other for 60 minutes. That's how we're going to win this today. Not for hate, not with no anxiety, not with none of that. It's because we love each other.
An estimated 9,000 Jaguars fans made their presence felt at Raymond James Stadium as the Jags faced off against rookie quarterback Jameis Winston and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Hey, today's the day, bro. Today's the day.
Today, dedicate this one right here to the men next to you, bro. I love you, 5'5". I love you, 5'7".
The Jaguars trailed by 3 early in the game, but in the second quarter, the offense broke through.
Dropping his Bortles, looking. Nice steps up, fires into the end zone for Allen Hurns. Touchdown, Jacksonville! What a slant pattern. Bortles to Hurns for the touchdown.
What a great read by Blake Bortles.
Hey, great job now. Great job. Keep it rolling.
Tampa Bay's Doug Martin was all the Jaguars defense could handle, and his touchdown late in the second quarter extended the Bucs' lead to 20-7.
That back's running hard, so like one of these times when he's staying up, somebody's got to get it out.
But with time winding down in the half, the Jaguars would put together a scoring drive.
Blake runs this time in all kind of room. Into Tampa Bay territory to the 45. Got away from one. Inside the 40-yard line. Second and 10. He drops. Fires into the end zone. That is going to be a catch for a touchdown. Allen Robinson. Touchdown Jaguars, and Bortles took him right down the field.
The Jaguars would go into the half trailing by 6. In the third quarter, the Jaguars offense kept rolling.
Blake steps up. Rolls right. Fires it. Caught. There is a flag down. It is caught by Julius Thomas. That's going to be a first down at the 15-yard line.
Julius Thomas made his season debut against the Bucs, and that catch set up a Jason Myers field goal to make it a 3-point game. And later in the third quarter, the Jaguars would take the lead.
Dropping. Bortles looks. Looks. Pump fakes. Pump fakes again. Rolls left now. Gets away from a defender, fires to the back of the end zone. That is going to be caught for the touchdown. T.J. Yeldon in the back of the end zone, and Jacksonville has taken the lead.
But as the third stanza ended, things turned for the Jaguars.
Here's Bortles, tossed left to Grant. He fumbled. The ball is on the ground. Grant has fumbled it. There's nothing but Buccaneers around it, and they are going to recover it and walk into the end zone. To give us a Martin. He dives over the top. That's a touchdown for the Bucs.
Martin rushed for 123 yards and 3 total touchdowns. But the Jaguars' offense has some playmakers of their own.
Fourth and 18, dropping his Bortles. Pump fake, fires it up the right side. Caught, and Allen Hurns still on his feet. Allen Hurns is inside the 20-yard line. What a play by Allen Hurns. He's going to get knocked out of bounds all the way down inside the 10-yard line of the Buccaneers on fourth down. Bortles connected with Hurns. It's going to be first and goal at the 5-yard line. Blake fires to the right side. Once Allen Robinson in the right corner of the end zone. Touchdown, Jacksonville.
Uh-oh.
Don't turn off the radio yet. 105 to play.
The Jaguars would have their biggest output of the season, and quarterback Blake Bortles threw a career-high 4 touchdown passes. But the signal caller would need some special teams help.
Got this one play now.
To get a shot at tying the game.
You scramble, you fight for that ball.
He bounces, takes a high hop, bit too high. Looked like Vincent Jackson caught it in the air. The Bucs did recover it, and they will have the ball at around the 46-yard line of Jacksonville.
The Jaguars fell to the Bucs 38-31, extending a 3-game losing streak.
I believe in these guys. I know. The reason I'm upset is they're capable of better. That's the reason I'm upset. I'm not upset because we're not very good. We're capable of being better, and we're not showing it.